chocolate. She was sitting at the table, you could see she had a Bible. And then she ran into a bedroom, got her teeth out, and a perfume. Granny, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Granny? Granny, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Granny? Granny, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Granny? Granny, are you okay? You okay? You okay, Granny? Granny's not an old maid, she's a zealot with a bold faith. She's a kind-hearted widow, and she bought you a Nintendo. Last week, came into her apartment, left the bloodstains on the carpet. And then she ran into the bedroom, she was knelt down, it was for you. Granny likes to crochet, and croquet, and quote dear Abby. Granny causes road rage, and slow lanes, she's now Andretti.
Apologetics with Smooth Grandma.
You've been struck by a smooth grandmama.
Grandmama.
Is he making fun of croquet?
I think he was just making fun of grandma in general.
He's making fun of croquet. Croquet is a seriously competitive sport. Yeah, the for way all those the, of you know.
The way your just family you plays it, yeah, it's like a full contact croquet.
You better watch out; you'll get beheaded.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down, I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's alright.
Alright, here we are. Here we are, two blind squirrels.
We're here.
We're here.
I'm ready.
Two blind squirrels and a fox.
Where's the other blind squirrel?
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
What's that?
You were moving something.
Is that my headphones? I'm in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out.
You got a short in your headphones or something.
Oh, that's typical.
Mm-hmm.
You say I don't treat equipment correctly.
You have issues.
That's why I have shorts and all my cords and everything.
You rather have shorts in your cords and cords in your shorts.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's probably true.
All right. On today's show. Oh, wait. I got to turn that off because I promised you call-ins, so I can't have background music without the call-ins because then that gets in the way, so
okay.
to speak.
So we got to have call-ins.
Yeah. So while we were...
What was that?
It failed to open the document. So while we were in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
your dad graced me with, some wonderful, wonderful jokes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Do I have to hear them again? Cause I've probably already heard them 10,000 times.
So I'm going to enter a sort of, feature into the show here with the moldy oldies.
Oh, great.
Jokes that are so good.
Didn't I start a feature or something last week? I was going to do something every show.
I have no idea. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I didn't keep that.
You should follow up with that.
What was I going to do?
I don't even remember.
It's pretty bad. I don't even remember.
I don't either.
I think I wrote it down.
Did you?
Probably. I probably wrote it down because I knew I'd forget. I don't know. Anyway, okay. Your moldy oldies.
So.
Go with it.
So he tells this joke. He says, this guy was sitting in the park and he was feeding the birds. And this one bird got closer and closer. And so he reached out and he handed it a crumb. And the bird looked up and said, "Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that." And the guy freaked out, you know? And so he's like, "You're a talking bird." And he goes, "Well, yes, I talk. Yeah, I can talk, sure." And so they had a nice long conversation and they got to know each other. And the man said, "Well, you know, I would like for you to come home and meet my wife. Would you like to come home and have supper with me?" And the bird said, "Sure. What time?" And he says, 6 o'clock, and gave him the address, and they parted their ways. Well, 6 o'clock came, and there was no bird. And the wife thought he was crazy. And no, it really was. "It'll be here. It'll be here." And it never showed up. Went on and on. Finally, about 9:30, there's kind of a little tap at the door, you know.
"Would you rather?" That's what it was. Sorry.
No, you're not going to do a "Would you rather" every show.
That's what I said I was going to do.
No, you're not.
Okay,
you're
not bird. Okay.
That was called the grossest show ever. People wrote in and said that they were gagging while they were listening to it. We have now the nickname of Vomit Boy and Puss Girl. No, we will not be doing that anymore.
We can do nice would you rathers.
Would you rather not?
No.
Good, because we had multiple requests not to do that.
Anymore. Well, I mean, I could do like, would you rather go on vacation in Mexico or Hawaii?
Mexico.
Yeah, me too.
I'd like to go to Hawaii once.
Yeah. I get to meet Galad. Let's go to Hawaii. I could meet Galad.
You know, I was right.
Maybe I could be on his. Middle, I could be on a video.
At the cusp.
I could
of
go
the end
and like
joke.
Be part of one of his work. I want to work out. Like
I'd built it. I had my timing.
He
all
has
down.
Those platforms. You like built
just,
right on the beach. I could go work out
just
with him right on the beach.
Lay in there with the punchline.
Okay, go ahead. Knock knock.
And you had to derail.
I remembered.
You derailed the entire show.
Okay, go ahead. Knock. Don't knock knock.
No. Who's there?
A bird, apparently.
A bird, apparently who?
Pick up where you left off, man.
No, no. You effectively ruined the entire timing of the joke.
Sorry.
Let's see what they have to say.
Hey, Vomit Boy and Scab Girl.
What did I say? You see?
That's funny.
This is John Wilkerson, the Jesus Geek, host of the Jesus Geek podcast, which you can find over at JesusGeek.info. You know, I haven't called in a while and said that because everyone else has caught the meme. They've caught on to the idea that every Two Blind Squirrels podcast, every voicemail that comes in has to mention JesusGeek.info. You know, I'm just sharing the love with everybody. Before I know it, the whole world is going to be calling every voicemail line and saying JesusGeek.info. I mean, how?
They can't see you, you know.
They can't see the look of my face?
No.
Oh.
How could you not say it? It just rolls off the tongue. JesusGeek.info. You know, it's just...
I heard it the other day. I was watching CNN... And one of the guys talking to the other guy on CNN, the head anchor talking to the weatherman, said, "So JesusGeek.info." That was all he said.
Hmm. He's famous.
It's just so natural and so freeing when you say JesusGeek.info.
He went up to New York and Canada.
John?
Yeah, Canada, or some weird country like that. He went up somewhere, and they had a. Conference.
What's so weird about Canada? It's a beautiful place.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was snowy and cold.
No, it's beautiful. Good fishing.
Pretty sure there's a lot of snow.
My dad goes, or used to go fishing there every year.
Fish are frozen. They're like fish sickles.
It's not only in the winter. April's fixing to go there next week.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
And?
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
So JesusGeek.info went to this... God and Geeks Conference. No, Geeks and God Conference, where these people were trying to help ministries use technology to...
Charlie didn't go? That's right up his alley.
It wasn't up his alley. It was over on the East Coast somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If it was been in his alley, I would have went, because that's just right over there.
Yeah, but you're not a geek.
No, but I would have went to this.
Okay.
John Wilkerson's a geek.
Yeah.
JesusGeek.info.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this voicemail. Sponsored by JesusGeek.info.
And there you have it. And that's why we love
Vomit
getting voicemail messages from him. You know what I'm saying?
Vomit Boy.
Vomit Boy. Now we have to tackle another issue here. Let's see.
What's that? There's more issues?
More issues. Well, there's always more issues, isn't there? Just when you think all the... So, we got to address this, and we had to pause to kind of talk about how we want to address it, but I don't want to give away too much, but that I'm not supposed to, but confidentiality isn't all that. But anyway, So we've had a serious, sort of lighthearted, complaint. I mean, I want to call it a complaint, but an issue brought up.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. And it's about our use of the word crap.
Yeah.
Because I use the word crap a lot, especially referring to music. Especially when I'm talking about, you know, John Bon Crappy.
Yeah.
So.
It's not really the most pleasant word in the world.
It's not the most pleasant word in the world.
No.
But it is part of my vernacular.
It is.
It's kind of who I is.
Mm-hmm.
And for good or for bad. And maybe I should address that. Maybe I should take that out of my everyday language.
You don't say it in front of Helen.
I don't say crap in front of Helen?
No.
Really?
No, you don't.
That's interesting. It's interesting that I don't, because I never thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've always addressed this show. I've always thought about this show as being PG-13, you know, 13 and older.
Yeah.
That's sort of the way.
For little kids.
It's the way the community's set up, and it's mm-hmm. the way the show's set up.
It's not because we're talking about horrible, you know, R-rated things. It's just because some things are not are for adults or...
Yeah. A lot of the jokes that we make are not for kids under 13. And
not because they're off color or anything. Well, I don't think.
No, just because they're inappropriate.
Yeah.
For people under that. And, you know, quite frankly, me and Chaz have had many shows that were probably not for public consumption at all.
Yeah.
So,
probably not.
So, it's just, but when you do 1,000 shows, when you do a show every day,
mm-hmm.
you have to be yourself
mm-hmm.
because you can't script it. You can't put in things that are not there. So some sacrifices have had to be made. And some of that sacrificing is, as I've matured, hopefully mm-hmm. the show has matured a little bit. But, mm-hmm. you know, so maybe it's time to take that word out of my vernacular, my language.
Because you wouldn't say it. We don't say that in front of Helen.
But I never noticed I didn't say it. I did just last week get rid of the word sock, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
I took that word out.
Right.
So I don't say that anymore.
I don't say that in front of her either.
Yeah, I try not to say that in front of her. That's why I realized, you know.
I don't say a lot of things in front of her.
I need to get rid of that. Yeah. Well, I know. I what does that got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, you know. Maybe we should think about what we say more.
Well, that's true, but we can't aim the show at an 8-year-old.
Well, no.
Or it's not going to be very entertaining for a 36-year-old, but that doesn't mean we have to cuss either.
No. Well, we don't. Do you? I don't.
Well, is crap a cuss word?
No.
Why not? It means the same thing as the other word that is a cuss word. It has the same meaning.
Do you really want to get into this conversation about what I think about cussing? Because I really think cussing is stupid. And I think that people who think it's like against God and all that, I just think that's ridiculous. Sorry, those of you who think that. I think it's ridiculous. I just think it makes you sound dumb.
It does make you sound dumb, but I don't think it's a sin.
I don't think it's a sin to speak that way because you know why? It's cultural. It's not Christian.
In the 80s, everybody cussed.
It's cultural.
I'm a product of the 80s.
I mean,
you ever watch a movie from like 1986 that you thought was really good?
Ugh.
Like Short Circuit. Yeah. That movie is full of cussing.
Uh-huh.
Even the robot cusses.
I know.
It was like supposed to be a robot version of E.T. and there's just cuss laden.
Everywhere. They thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Had to have the F word in it at least several times.
Several times.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so I'm going to make a concerted effort to remove the word crap from my vocabulary and not say crap so much anymore. It's going to be hard when talking about Bon Jovi and the 80s music. But I will try to find a better word. More descriptive.
Yes.
It will challenge me to come up with some new slams against Bon Jovi.
Well, because you did, you know, you came up with your new words, remember?
Bonyani, yes.
Remember?
Well, the bomb system, sure.
Yeah.
Craters and all that. That's where I got rid of the socks.
Right, so maybe you could, you know,
come
use
up with
that
one.
Creativity to come up with something else.
For crap.
Maybe you need to call Adam and see, even though I'm sure he uses crap. That's probably what he uses.
Probably.
Yeah, because we had to have a talk with him when he came to stay here. These are things you don't say in front of Helen.
You can say dang. We allow Helen to say dang.
Yeah.
Maybe not everybody agrees with that, but we do, because it's cute. I'm sorry. It's our one vice. She can say dang. Oh, man. Besides, she has a southern drawl when she says it. Because it's dang.
Dang.
Dang. Anyway, so, okay. If you're offended by something I say, or something, or a word we use, or, mm-hmm. I mean, so far we've had, these are the words I can't say anymore. Okay? I can't say nipple.
Why are you saying them?
Because this is a show we're addressing all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
I can't say the word nipple anymore, mm-hmm. even when if it's referring to a man.
Okay.
Man nipple is out.
Okay, gotcha.
I can't say crap.
Okay.
Okay? I can't say booby.
Okay.
I got told that a long time ago. I can't say, what was the other one? Well, nobody wants me to talk about peeing in the shower. I got sick of that one.
Yeah, they get tired of that.
Yeah, I even had one that somebody said they didn't like the word puke, but I'm sorry, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they prefer vomit or throw up.
Yeah, well, it's puke.
And this
sorry.
Is and this is where I want, and that's why I want to go to this next little side
okay.
note bar thing. And that is that I will try to remove the word crap because I agree with this person that it is the same as the other word
yeah.
and it is ugly. And I'll try to remove it. But here's the thing. We're all going to have differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all, I mean, around here, people say crap a lot around here. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. But we're all going to have our differences. And some of the words that we use
mm-hmm.
that we don't think are offensive might very well be offensive to somebody else.
Right.
And then we have to make a choice. Well, do we want to curb our language to mm-hmm. not offend this person?
Right.
Or do we not want to hang out with this person? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We, you know?
Right.
So I have to make the decision. Do I want to not use words that will drive people away from my podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't expect people to just listen anyway.
Right.
I'm not going to say, well, you know, this is one word like puke. I'm sorry. If you're offended by puke, you probably shouldn't listen to my podcast because I'm going to use the word puke. Okay. I'm sorry. I just don't think that's yeah. just not something I can do without.
Okay.
But I don't expect you to listen and still be offended.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So do what you got
to
do.
It's either, you know, it's on me to change it and it's on you to not listen
mm-hmm.
if you don't. So, but I mean, I'm always trying to evolve.
Well,
I'm always trying to be closer to the Lord and, you know, make my word, not speak idle words right. and that kind of thing. So I'll move that direction. But, so there you have it. There you have it. Crap talk for a while.
Okay.
So we'll try to find alternative means of expressing that emotion because I'm not really trying to express feces.
No.
That's not my.
No.
Not
the
my
idea
goal
is
in
just
there.
That it's bad.
Yeah. It's not good. It's equivalent to something you would throw away.
Mm-hmm.
And has
we'll
no
just
other,
call it trash.
Has no other use.
No, because trash was always was. My dad's term for television.
It's
trash.
Just
that's
garbage.
What he used. It's all a bunch of garbage. I don't know why you watch that TV. Turn it off. That's what I heard. Trash. Dad, it's Three's Company. Trash.
Trash.
Turn it off.
Trash. It's all trash.
And then he would come and turn it off. And you're not supposed to exasperate your children. That's exasperating when you're right smack in the middle of a television
Brad,
show.
Brad, it's Jason you're, from
seriously,
Pennsylvania.
You're just going to butt in on me?
I've heard this conversation 10,000 times.
Well, it's rude. It's rude to walk in and turn the TV off while you're in the middle of watching it. It's just not right.
It's not right. That is violating dominion.
It's not very nice.
It's violating dominion. You should forbid your child from watching the show.
Yeah, just come and
but if it
turn
was,
it off.
But what if it was trash? A lot
Three's
of stuff
Company.
In the 80s was trash.
Was Three's Company trash?
Yes.
You're right, it was.
I wouldn't let my daughter watch Three's Company.
But John Ritter's so funny.
Brad. It's Jason from Western Pennsylvania, you know, region agent on the board there. But
it's Dunn Fun.
What?
Jason Dunn.
Oh.
His
Dunn
blog's,
Fun?
His blog is Dunn Fun.
Dunn Fun.
I was just calling. I'm in the middle of listening to the Musical Comparison Show, and I'm speechless.
By the way, that show was full of the word crap. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everybody who's offended by that word. It was.
What are we talking about? Oh, the 70s, 80s, and
75, 85, 2005.
Yeah, okay.
That you think that Chicago is crap. I cannot believe it. So I'm not terribly offended or my respect for you and admiration has not gone down.
Seems like he's struggling with this a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, he's having a little trouble. with the idea that you don't like Chicago, which by the way, song. I found our station, our, like one of our local area stations that yeah. changes their run. What do you call that?
Format.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, they Anytime. Had gone country and they changed their format. Well, anyway, now they're back to like normal adult, like, I don't, what do you call that? When they do like
yes,
70s, 80s, all the way from today, adult contemporary. Anyway.
Sure.
So I listened to it all day. Well, it had all this 80s music. So I'm in the, I'm making supper and you're the meaning in my life. You're the, I'm like, oh, Chicago 17. Yay. Yeah. I love Chicago.
Yeah, there were all those ballads and they were
Your
all.
Your hard habit. Do break.
Yeah, they were just
That's a good
so,
breakup song, man.
They were just so hard to listen to.
That doesn't mean they were bad. Chicago is awesome. Stay the night.
Now, I liked that song. That was like one of the only songs they really did that I really
That wasn't
liked.
Even, that talk about not good morals.
If you stay and love me too.
That ain't
That's
it.
Not it.
Anyway.
Okay, what was he saying?
So
he was struggling with having admiration for you. I struggle with that sometimes. He can
what?
Be.
Where'd that come from? I love the video for Stay the Night because it was so violent.
I don't remember the video.
Oh, it was so violent. It was so...
You said that the other... You said that when we talked about this before.
He starts chasing her and he... There's like...
There it is.
He like runs. She runs off with his car.
This is from 17, isn't it? Yeah, this is from 17.
Something like that. She runs off with his car, and he ends up chasing her. You know, and falling out of it. But now that I hear it, it really isn't all that good.
It was 1984. I mean, what do you want?
To turn up a bit. I remembered it being a little harder, edgier. It's still ballady.
Well, it gets hard.
Did they do a rock version of this?
No, but the chorus is. See, there it goes. See, there's your rock. This is why it's PG-13.
Yeah. There you go. Anyway.
Are you going to finish this call?
Nah.
But Chicago is definitely a musical genius.
Just what?
Brass. It has brass in it.
Brass?
If you don't like brass.
Brass?
Then you're just against everything that's American. Parades.
What?
And
parades.
Parades. Apple pie and.
No, no, no. I'm not saying that brass doesn't have its place in Americana. I'm just saying it doesn't have a place in my rock and roll music. That's all I'm saying.
Why?
Name one good rock song with brass in it. One. Just one.
I'd have to give me a minute.
What? The only person that could pull it off that I know of is John Cougar Mellencamp.
When did he have brass in his music?
Instead of a guitar solo, he put in a trumpet solo in one of his... hit songs.
When?
I don't have to look it up. I can't do it off the top of my head.
Huh. And
Glenn Miller.
If you
you told me the thing. It was top 40 pop at its time, and it was all brass, big band, baby.
I guess that's what my point is that Chicago was really more pop than it was rock, even though they were trying to sell themselves as rock.
Yeah, they were
and
not
it really
rock.
Wasn't.
No.
I mean, if you want to put Chicago.
Soft rock.
But see, soft rock is not a really 17-year-old thing to want to listen to.
That's why it's on my adult
but
contemporary
if you
station.
If you want to take Chicago and put them over with Moody Blues. Okay. Then you're all right with that?
Okay.
But my problem with Chicago is they try to pretend to be over here with Queen. And
yeah, they don't fit there.
And all right. She's giving me the Chaz. Let's wrap it up.
You can't like the brass in a rock band. It's great. It fits. It's unique. It makes me happy.
If it makes you happy, then listen to it, Jason Dunn. Then by golly, I'm glad it exists. That doesn't mean I have to like it, though.
Listen to that. I listen to that album most every day. It's on my queue.
17? Chicago 17?
Really? Still?
Really? I have the tape. I have the tape.
Yeah, but do you listen to it every day?
It's got marks a lot. Marker, it says Faith Guy Witt's on it.
That's like stalker stuff to do, isn't it?
No, it's
like
back in my little keepsake case.
Album every day.
With Dirty Dancing and Stand By Me soundtrack.
Please make it stop.
On my MP3 player, and I rock out to Chicago every day, and I just can't believe that you totally just ran them under the bus.
Now, I didn't run them under the bus, okay? Because that's not...
You did say that they were serious.
Because that is not a correct saying. You either throw them under the bus, or you run them over with... I don't know. I don't
well,
even know.
Well, whatever. But you said they were CRAP.
We're spelling now?
Yes. I'm spelling now.
Yes, I did say they were CRAP.
So do you think all of Chicago is that?
No.
See, you got to be careful.
Yes.
Because you liked Chicago. You
I
just
liked
don't
that one
like to call
song,
them,
and I really liked it because of the video.
You just don't like it because they call themselves rock and they're not rock. That's all. Just put them in their place,
okay,
and then you'll like them.
Yeah, they're like pretenders.
You know what? Not. I don't. I mean, this from a person who loves John Denver. Okay, we're gonna.
I like John Denver because John Denver was John Denver, and he didn't pretend to be anything else but John Denver.
Okay.
And I don't love John Denver. I don't listen to John Denver every day because that would drive you insane.
But he writes.
But
he wrote beautiful music.
I can appreciate his music, and when I'm in the right mood, I can sit there and just go, "Wow, that is incredible!
It's beautiful."
Yeah,
it's a gift, God-given gift.
He was a
you know what?
He was definitely
he makes
a talented
you,
artist.
He makes you appreciate God in his artistry, doesn't he?
But if you take John Denver and take his glasses off and put Roy Orbison glasses on him, mm-hmm. and a leather jacket, mm-hmm. and penny loafers, mm-hmm. and sitting on a stage with an electric guitar trying to sing those songs. Mm-mm.
Doesn't work. Same thing.
Doesn't work. Yeah.
Trumpet.
Then I wouldn't
trumpet,
like it because he was pretending to be something.
Trumpet with big 80s
Chicago
hair.
Just,
no.
They were trying to be edgy and hard, but
and
they weren't.
Not. Well, that's okay.
They were
just
slow
be what
and
you
ballady.
Are. So you just want them to be what they are.
Be what you are, man. Be what you are.
Be a pop ballad band.
I don't know. I don't even know what my problem is with them. I just don't like them. Can I just not like them? Is it okay for me not to like something?
Sure, but don't call them CRAP.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's okay. But I just had to let be known my opinion on that. I definitely would have voted for Chicago.
Wait.
What were they up against? Who was Chicago up against? Do you remember?
No, and I don't.
That was 85.
Wait. Oh, hold on.
No, was that 75? That they because they were around through all of it. They've been here forever.
No, that was 75, and it was 25 or 6-4 was the song. This is the only song I knew off the album, and it was up against Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms, which is what won.
Okay.
Because that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly Clarkson's Breakaway. So it would have been, I guess it would have won against Kelly Clarkson's whiny Breakaway. But it's
However,
not going to beat Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms. That's a classic album.
Yeah.
That's
sorry.
You can't beat
it's just
that.
The way it goes.
You can't. Sorry.
It's just the way, it's just who
Chicago,
they were up against.
Chicago Dire Straits.
If they were up against.
I take back the CARP comment, but
okay.
Still loses.
Okay.
Over the other ones that were played during that segment in that round. So. Not that my vote counts for much, or my opinion counts.
It counts
does
for everything.
Matter.
Sure, everybody's opinion counts and matters. That's why I have a call-in number. If your opinion didn't count or matter, I wouldn't play it on my show.
That's right.
I wouldn't change my vocabulary for you people. But your opinion does matter. So I do things like that.
Doo-doo?
I don't say... I don't.
So now you say doo-doo instead of CRAP? I'm sorry.
Crap, I did say.
Counts for anything at all now that the show's over and you're done recording and you might not even play this. So have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
You have a great day too, Jason. And if you dial in and you call in, and as long as you don't say CRAP in your call, which he did, but that's okay because that was before the rule, I'll play it. I mean, you know.
There's no rule, is there?
No, there's no
rule. Okay.
Just don't, you know, don't cuss in your call or leave me a 10-minute message and I'll play it. Yeah. I've played everyone I've ever gotten so far that I could find.
Yep.
Some, I know that I lost somebody's at one point or another. Sorry, Gracie. But for the in general, if you call in, I've played it. I've never not played one. All right. So there you have it. There's that. And that's about all the time we have for all that. Faith's telling me we got to move on because sleep is calling her name, evidently. So happy Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
I don't know.
It's Tuesday.
I have no idea.
It is.
I don't know.
It's Tuesday.
Okay.
We made it through, or, well, maybe not. Maybe if you're starting your Tuesday.
Okay.
We hope that you have a wonderful Tuesday. Did you wear a blue shirt today? Because it is Blue Shirt Tuesday.
Still?
Every Tuesday is Blue Shirt Tuesday.
Okay.
And if you don't understand that joke, I'm sorry. You'll just have to
go back a few shows.
Go back and listen to the thousands of shows that we've recorded in the past.
Maybe you'll find it eventually.
We have recorded hundreds. Hundreds? Over 1,000 shows. Theoretically. See, they put me to the challenge. Did you hear all that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they put me to the challenge after I did the 1,000th show. Now they want proof that I have 1,000 shows.
Oh, my. So okay.
I have to do research. I may, we may have to make up some.
Okay. We might have to record some more.
Yeah.
Have I done like over 100?
You? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not yet.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.